Getting some respect for alfalfa. Thanks everyone for joining us with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. Alfalfa is now one of the top U.S. crops in terms of value, but some would say not in terms of attention. USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
When most people in agriculture talk about the big five crops in terms of value, they list in order corn, soybeans, wheat, cotton, and rice.
And yet alfalfa is actually the third largest in terms of value. It goes corn, soybean, alfalfa, wheat, cotton, and rice.
That's Beth Nelson, president of the National Alfalfa and Forage Alliance. So why is alfalfa left out? There may be a couple of reasons. One, it's not one of the so-called Farm Bill program crops, which have major safety net programs that get debated every 5 years when the bill comes up for renewal. Also, Nelson says traditionally, livestock producers grew alfalfa mostly for their own use, but
in the last decade or so, you've seen a big movement to commercial alfalfa producers.
And according to USDA numbers for last year, alfalfa sales brought over $9 billion. Wheat was down at $8 billion. But again, most people don't realize how big a role alfalfa plays in the U.S. ag sector, not just in dollar value, but according to Nelson,
alfalfa is actually one of the more sustainable crops. Its value for soil conservation and nitrogen fixation is really unsurpassed by any of these other crops that we're talking about.
But again, generally, people don't seem to know what's been going on with alfalfa. That's one reason Nelson says alfalfa has not been getting its due as far as research dollars. Alfalfa gets yearly about $4.7 million in federally supported research money. Wheat, 10 times that at $47
million. So it really pales in comparison.
Now that may change, though. Alfalfa in 2017 finally got a checkoff program where producers voluntarily kick in money for research and promotion efforts. So Nelson says we'll be hearing more about alfalfa. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And Tennessee farmers grew more than 3,000 acres of alfalfa last year. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.